Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray tonight. Father, tonight, we surrender to you. We surrender to your presence. We avail ourselves, O God, tonight, to be affected by your word. I pray, O God, that you wash us clean by your word, and that you open our eyes to see, you open our ears to hear, and that you affect our lives for the time that, Lord, we have with you here tonight. Let none of us leave this place the same as we came. Let knowledge come, and through the knowledge may we fight a good warfare, and let us hold on to eternal life for which we have been called. I give you praise for what you've done tonight and for the testimonies already, in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Wow, why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Are you glad to be here tonight? All right, I'm excited to be here too. We're talking about meat for the master's use on Tuesday evenings. I'm enjoying the series myself. I don't know about you. So if you have your Bible, you want to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 20. Is that mustard? We've been eating a hot dog without mustard for a long time. Ash, we're almost going on strike. Yes. Okay. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Let's take the verse again. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. But if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Now, we're saying that the house of God, or the kingdom of God, is a great house. The kingdom of God, or the church, if you want to look at it in terms of the church is like somebody's kitchen. It's like God's kitchen. And the kitchen has plates, and it has spoons, and cups, pots, wooden pots, silver pots, golden pots, all of that in God's kitchen. And you and I are the pots and the pans and the spoons in God's kitchen. Now, once you are a pot or you're a spoon or you're a ladle, whatever you are in the kitchen, there's no point, really, there's no purpose for you to be in the cabinet for the rest of your life. Yes, you are in the master's kitchen, but all you did was that you were just in the cupboard in the kitchen. So you barely really became prepared unto every good work. There are things that the utensils are supposed to perform, and you did not manage to perform any function as a pot or as an utensil. Why? Because you did not do what you were supposed to do for the master to have use of you. So look at it this way. We can all be in the church. Emerson, you are like a ghost. We can all be in the house of the Lord and be in a church. And you go to heaven, okay. But you don't make God feel honorable. You don't honor God. Because you are not made, or you did not allow yourself to be used for any purpose. So you actually are a dishonor. Because the Bible says some to honor and some to dishonor. Those to honor are those that the master have use for. And that's why he goes on to say that if you purge yourself, then you'll be meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. That is what makes you honorable. That's what makes you honorable. You bring honor to him. You make him, become satisfied that he spent his money, he spent his blood to wash you. And not only did you come to the kitchen, but you made tea go inside you. You made some plantain and some soup go upon you. You were used to stir a cup of tea. Something about you contributed in your presence in the kitchen. So it makes him feel honorable. Otherwise, it's like he's bought a useless pot. It's like he has saved you and you are useless. It's almost as if, if it wasn't because he had actually saved you and he's supposed to save us, you should have just been allowed to go to hell. You see, time and time again, we fail to understand that the preparation, purging yourself, and the preparation for the master's use is of utmost importance. It is critical. Let me say it in this way. When a cup is not clean, you can't use it. You will not use it, no matter how dirty you are. In fact, we were trained to drink from our palms. So I can put water in my palms here and drink it. I don't need a cup. When I go in the morning, when I'm brushing my teeth, I fetch the water in my hand like that. I don't know if you know how to do it. Yeah, that's it. That's how we drink water. There are cups and things. It's white man who brought cups. That's how you drink water. Yeah. And that's how you eat also. That's why you should know which one you used to eat. And which one you used to do other things. Are you with me? One of the most important things that you will ever afford yourself is to be separated from the world. If you're a Christian, you're a Christian. You can't have friends who are not Christians. You can't have places to go where Christians don't go. Time and time again, people don't get it. But that is where your contamination comes from. That contamination makes you unworthy to be used by God. What business do you have outside the kitchen? When you are a pot. You've gone to the washroom as a pot. Are you potty? Are you a potty? Yeah. Are you a potty? You definitely, when you go there, you get yourself contaminated. So then if you find yourself again back in the cupboard, it still doesn't make you worthy to be used. Even when a spoon falls on the ground, you can't take it to eat. You have to go and rinse it and wash it before. That's the thing. So you are a spoon and say, you know what? I don't like the cupboard. I like the ground. Or I'll fall on the ground and I'll get back into the cupboard. I'll be doing that intermittently. Now, then a choice, God will make the choice to say, you know, this one, he likes here and here. He likes that. And I can't handle dirtiness and cleanliness. I cannot. You see, our bishop, the founder of our church, Bishop Dagwood Mills, he will not eat food in a place when he sees a fly, even one fly. Yeah, you see, he's done medicine. He was a doctor. He knows what flies bring. Even if you give him food, and even one fly comes around, that's it. Thank you very much. I'm okay. Yeah, he will not eat it because the food is no more meat. Because once a fly comes on, a fly moves with poo-poo on its body, on the hairs around it. If you were to have a microscope to zoom into the body of a house fly, what's the name? There's a name for the house fly. Musca domestica. Yeah, that's the botanical name or something. Yeah. If you were to zoom into the body, you see hairs that are attracted to feces. When he steps on any garbage or anything, then the things get stuck to its body. So when he comes around and steps on your bread, it's not just driving it away and then hum. No, you don't have knowledge, that's why. Once the fly sits on the bread, you either cut that part off or you just finish with the bread. Part with the bread. I mean, man shall not live by bread alone, isn't it? Yeah, or get some short bread. Patricia. Bebe. So there are many of us who are Christians, come to church, but we play in certain circles. And that makes it difficult for the master. You see, so let me give you a scenario. Let's say you are here. We all know you. We are all Christians. Okay? We all assume that all of us are living the kind of life. We only get surprised when something comes up. Because, I mean, we can't be walking around and say, oh, where you go? Where you come? Where you eat? Who you stuck to? We can't be living our lives. We have too many things to worry about. Not to worry about you and where you go. Do you get it? But when you go somewhere and then you come, what happens is eventually the dirt and the contamination will have the best of you. In the sense that the contamination now will make your worth in the house decrease and almost zero. In fact, the master will take the spoon and say, you know what? I'll buy another one. Yeah. Yeah. Or the master is, you know what? I want to clean my kitchen. You know, every spoon that is like this, you know, you can take it. You can tell the devil, you know what? Come and clean my kitchen for me. Well, anything that is, you see a little rust on it, please, I don't want to use it. Please take it away and sit that comes. Hey, I got spoons. Even though they are old, these spoons is you and I. Because the moment you move around in certain circles, what happens is that as you stand, you are actually not what you're supposed to be. You are a dishonorable element. You are smiling. No, you should smile. Because many of you don't understand. And you see, this thing is warfare. You can't sleep with the enemy. You can't sleep with the enemy. Many people don't understand that. You cannot have friends and circles where unbelievers dwell. You can't have that. It must be clear. Your life must be clear. It must be straightforward that this person doesn't like A, B, C, D, E. It's simple. Even if you work among unbelievers, they must know that you are strange. They must know you, there's something about you. They must know that. They must know that. So that when they are doing their things, they say, no, not that one. And you must be excited about it. When you hear them say that, oh man, finally they know who I am. Yeah, because you can't afford to bring dishonor, because the dishonor makes God put you on the side. You can't be used. Because you're contaminating yourself with other things. Yeah. So for example, you're a Christian, but then your house, you listen to worldly music. It's a contamination. Because you are allowing things into your spirit that will not attract the master to use you. That's what the Bible says, lack of knowledge make my people perish. The Bible says, if you purge yourself, if a man therefore purge himself from all these things that can contribute to you being dishonorable, then you will be sanctified. Sanctified means you are set apart completely for devoted to this. Meet for the master's use and prepare unto every good work. There's not a single thing that God will not use you to do to bring glory to his name if you are prepared for his work. It's time for us to really become who we want to be. Yeah. I don't care about your old friend. I don't care about your family. I don't care about your mother. I don't care about your father. I care about what God wants you to do and God wants you to know. Yeah. Because some of you, that's the thing. It's my old friend. It's my old classmate. Or it's my family. It is the same point that makes you dishonorable. So you have to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you just be a vessel unto dishonor. And you will just be in the kitchen. And you are there. And at the point, if you don't even take care, you get rid of it. Because sometimes you have these old spoons and old things. The spoon came in with the knife and the fork. Now the knife and the fork are not anymore. What's the spoon doing? You follow them also. You get rid of the spoon. Because the fork is broken, the handle is gone. This is not just the spoon. You need a fresh set. You get rid of them, and that's what happens. That if you end up being dishonorable, at a point you will leave serving God. You will stop serving God. You will stop. You will stop because you will not fit. Well, you see, there's no use for you. I think I saw this thing somewhere. I'm not sure where I saw it. But I found it somewhere that people use toothbrush, old toothbrushes for other things. Isn't it? Sometimes to polish shoe. Some people use it to clean sinks and some things. Oh? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what it is. You become a toothbrush that... Yeah, the brushes have become... Uh-huh. So it's like, you know what? Now you are just good for inside the toilet bowl. Uh-huh. Now, can you imagine a toothbrush that has been used to clean the toilet bowl? Even if they give you $20 million. Yeah. People don't even want to use people's brushes. Husbands don't want to use wives' toothbrushes even. Meanwhile, the Buka Cavities Fellowship. Yeah. The fellowship. So I've been giving you a few points that you can really look at so we can be meat for the master's use. We are not there yet. We are getting there. We will get there in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Can you imagine that if we really get there, look at what God has been able to use us for. With this, this little contamination we still have around us. How much more if we're able to just really be devoted and sanctified properly? Oh. Yeah. It will be Azusa Street will have, it will have Freeman Street. Yeah. Yeah. A service on a street becomes a worldwide service. Everybody knows that that road, that street, they were having church there because something happened there that affected the whole world. Yeah. It's too fantastic. Hey, Nikita, that's a BV. That's a BV. From BV, BV has affected the whole country. It will be powerful. Are you there? So we said that number one, you need what? A personal relationship. If you want to, make yourself qualified or make yourself meet for the masters, you need a personal relationship with God. And number two, we said what? Your interest in the word and watching word videos and watching preaching and all of that. Number three was what? Your personal fasting life. Your personal fasting life makes you, you know, stand in a place where God will want to use you. What's number four? Availability. If you want to build a relationship with anybody, your availability counts. Abina. Abiola, rather. It's Abiola. It's Abiola. First off, Abiola is in the house. Ish. The BB people are here. I know the BB people now, isn't it? For my visit. Your availability is key. If you're not available, we can't go deeper in the relationship. That's why even here in the church, we say, to be a church worker, you need to be available. If your time, you can't sacrifice your time for God, then I don't know what else you want to be able to sacrifice for God. Number what? Number five. Do you have that? You're waiting. Okay. Your financial input into God's house. Your financial input in God's house. Who told you that in a relationship you don't spend money? Who told you? You're not. Yeah, and all of you ladies, you know. David. Yeah. If you want to date a lady and marry the lady, you gotta show something. Right, Coletta, isn't it? Yeah. Your money must go into shoes. Must go into hair. In fact, hair is one of the fantastic places where your money must go into. Yeah. They go and steam the hair. Yeah. You go and put some. You put it in. Is it in the fridge? In the oven. They put it in the oven. Hey, can you believe this? That so a human being will go and put their head inside a hot something. Sometimes they get burned under their hair and they still go the next week. It's too fantastic. And you have to spend money on that. Yeah. You're paying for the burn. No, your financial input in the house of God tells us something. It tells God something. Just like your financial input and investment in a woman's life will tell her that, man, this guy really cares about me. In the same way, Atina, in the same way, if your money comes into the house of the Lord, God also sees something about you. See, because money is so important to all of us. And many of us and all of us do all what we want with our monies. And most of the time, we do it, we use it in a way that it will benefit us individually or personally. And he said, you should love your neighbor as yourself, not more than yourself. That's what some people quote the scripture. Yeah, not more than yourself. Yeah, no, ask yourself, not more than yourself. So let me think about myself too. I can't be giving, I have to also take care of myself. Yeah, a little. And yeah. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12. If that which everybody wants to use for themselves, if you can take it and control it and give it to God, and give it to God, and give it to God, and give it to God. He sat down and he said, you know what? What does Jesus say? Matthew 6 and 12. Is that Matthew 6:12? Hey, really? Are you sure your Bible is the same as my Bible? I'll show it to you right now. Matthew chapter 6. What? And forgive us our debts. No. We don't have debts tonight, no? 6:21, sorry. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Anita. So when you look at money, money is a treasure for everyone. Yes. That's why we go and we put it on a bank book, and we put the bank book somewhere. Visa card. You can't go around people's money, you know. I don't know about the old ladies here in like my mother's generation, but my mother, sometimes she used to put her money in her bosom. Yeah. They still do that, right? Because it's a treasure. And you hide treasures. You don't put treasures anywhere for just any and anybody to come for. You hide treasures. And sometimes this local African dressing they dress, they have something around their waist, they put it around their waist and they dress on it. So as she's walking with the money. Yeah. I tell you, no, you have to be close, you have to feel it when you're walking around. It's treasure. So to take that treasure and channel it and give it and put it into that use. You're giving it to a God you have not seen before. Can you imagine that? Somebody says, you know what? I have a house for you to buy, but, you know, don't worry. The house is yours. You pay for it. Oh, no. No, I have to see the house. Oh, no, don't worry. The house is yours. Everything. I can tell you how it looks like. It's two bedrooms downstairs and two bedrooms upstairs. Everything. No. You don't believe me? Believe me. You just bring the money. Now, if you give him the money, it means that you really believe in what the person is saying. Yeah. Oh, somebody can say, oh, maybe you are stupid or you are ignorant. No, but what the person said, you believe it. And you believe the person also. And that's how come your money is there. Because people use their money for things. Yeah. I tell you. That's why you can't help poor people. Because if you give everybody $1 million now, the poor person will end up being poor. And the rich person will end up being rich. Because people handle their money in different ways. Now, if you get $1 million right now, you'll be very surprised what you use it for. Yeah. Somebody say, I'll buy a house. Somebody say, I'll buy a car. Somebody say, well, I want to travel the world. I want to see the world. By the time you come back, the money is finished. As you are going, they are collecting the money as you're going. Huh? $1 million, it'll finish just like that. Yeah. $1 million. You build a bridge, a small bridge with that. A small wooden bridge. You buy a green hat, this is a finish. $1 million finished. That's how a bridge costs. So you have $1 million, you're excited. It'll fly away like that. You see, so that which all of us are looking for, you go to work to look for money. And sometimes the job is not a nice job, but it's the treasure you are looking for. Sometimes the guy, you don't like the guy, but it's the money he has. He's an ugly guy, but he has money. The girl is not your type, but the parents have money. Yeah, it's the treasure. We are all going for the treasure. So for somebody to take that treasure and give it to a God you cannot see, to a church and a pastor, it doesn't make sense. But God says that somebody who does those things, I'll look at that person different, the Bible says. Because that person who does that, the Bible says, your heart, and your heart is the center, your heart is you. The Bible says that guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Everything that comes in, that you do in this life, is from here. So if this thing now is going to follow where your treasure is going to be, then it means that God gets your heart. Reverend Cromwell, is that not her heart you went for? Is it not a heart thing? Even we will like heart. Yeah. Well, get you there. Get you, she gonna left you. She just smoke. Eh? It's not her heart. Heart. It's a heart thing. That's where all the issues come from. Because if it's not from the heart, you can't make any use of it. So God, in looking at what you can give him, he's looking at your heart. But the sign to your heart is your money. Yeah, the $5,000, the $10,000, it's your money. Your money is your heart. It's your treasure. And wherever you place your treasure, your heart will be. People don't sleep in their houses. Yeah, there are some people who don't sleep because of the money they have in their house. Yeah. They have worked hard for the money. They should sleep for somebody to come for the money? No. Yeah. They have a business. You see the padlocks and the grills and things. Yeah, I have alarm, engage, and they have a Wi-Fi that they look at into the shop from where they live. Their house, they can see into the shop. Treasure is there. Their heart is there. They can't sleep. They can't sleep. And God is saying that if you can take that treasure and give it to him, then your heart really is with him and you are meet and he will use you for his glory and for his honor. Yeah. So when it comes to money, the Bible said it, you can't serve God and mammon. Money is called mammon. Yeah. You can't serve God and money. There are so many people, when they see money and they see God, they go to money. Bishop spoke of a nice case that happened, and a father who went abroad, and when he came back, he bought some Nintendo, some games for his kids, parcels. As he came out of the airport holding the parcels like that, the children rushed, come in and say, "Daddy, daddy, daddy." He came for the parcel. So like daddy, daddy is like, he's opened his arms to embrace them. No, 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 no. It's a parcel they are coming for. They come and take your bag. You know, they want to see what is in the bag. But they are not happy that you are come. They are happy that the bag has come. Because there's treasure inside. Yeah. So their heart is not with you. Their heart is in a bag. So once the toffee or the chocolate or the parcel goes away, then the heart goes away also. So for somebody to take their treasure and give it to God, it's fantastic. And God sees that and he says, you know what? I like this one. That's why Cain and Abel, there was a difference. Because Cain didn't take something that was precious. Abel took something that had life. Life, something precious. Life is precious. And he gave that life to God. And God said, no, 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 no. This guy is different. He's different from the guy who brought vegetables. Who likes Bora? Which God eats Bora? Man, which God eats pumpkin? Eh? Ah, Kalaloo. Kalaloo. No, no, no. God, he likes life. It's like, I have this life and I give it to you. And all that God wants from us is our heart. Thompson, are you there? All that he wants from us. Thompson, are you there? Yeah. All that God wants from me is your heart. And your money is your heart. So when you come to church, you say, well, the church is money. The pastor is money. No, 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 no. It's your heart you're playing with. It's your heart. It's your heart. Say, it's your heart. It's your heart. Some people put their money in a vehicle. If you hit the vehicle, you've hit their heart. Yeah. In fact, one day I hit somebody's car in Europe. And the car I was driving wasn't my car. It was a friend who lent me his car. And so when the guy came down, he saw the bumper damaged. He said, what are you doing on the road? You don't pay attention. So no, I'm sorry. It's okay, all right. So, is that your car? I said, no, it's my friend's car. I said, look at that. He said, why would a friend lend you his car? He said, car is like a wife. You don't lend it to anybody. Cromwell, you can't lend your wife to anybody. That's the first time I ever heard somebody say a car is like a wife. Precious. First time. I tell you what, I say, how can somebody compare a vehicle, to a car, to a human being? It tells you how precious he sees the car. Some people's money are walking on the road, is driving. Some people's money, they are walking on their money, their shoes, their clothes is their money. You better don't touch their clothes because, hey, you're touching my money. Yeah, some people take their money and they put it in their mouth. Yeah. Gold. You die and see. They'll come into your grave and come and take your teeth away. A long time. Yeah, put on their fingers. As you are walking around, people are looking at you. You are exposing your treasure. Your heart is in your mouth. And you are chewing your heart slowly. Isn't that fantastic? So your money is your heart. And if you give money to God, God sees you different. And he uses you for that. What do you think? Powerful. Stand to your feet, please. Time is up. Wow. You're taking it one at a time. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Financial input. Yeah. So ask yourself, that is why in our church, for example, we give you tithe cards. You see, we give you a tithe card with records. It's good for you to see how much money you are giving to God. Not to the church, to God. When you get vexed, don't come here and say, I want my money back. The money, there's no, the bank is a heavenly bank. We are just the tellers. We are physical tellers to a supernatural bank. But once you look at your tithe card, 2014, 2015, $4,000 a month. 4 by 12 is 48. By 24, 96. Hey, 96,000. Oh, I'm not leaving this church because my treasure is in the church. Can you imagine that you give money to God in this church and then you are also somebody who allows somebody to say bad things about your church? Then your treasure is not in the church. Because you should be careful about people's daughters, isn't it? Who said something about the monkey or some ugly something today? Somebody said something like that. Eh? Somebody was getting on board a bus. And I think when he got on the bus then, the driver said, "Oh, your daughter is very ugly." And so the person wanted to sit down. And I was complaining to somebody next to the person, isn't it? If I got it correct. So something. And then the person said, "Oh, let me help you. Let me hold your monkey for you." And then you can. No, you can't talk about people's children like that, you know. Do you not know that even people's choices as to relationships, you may not like the girl that somebody has married or the boy somebody has married, but that is their choice. Yeah, you see, your daughter is so nice to you, but it's very ugly to somebody. No, but you can't say it. Father, tonight, this is our heart cry. We want to please you. We want to be meet, prepared for the master's use. Because God, you are looking for people to use. You are looking for vessels to use. You are looking for hands and feet and mouth to use in this dark world, in this wicked world. You want your name to be magnified and be glorified, but you're looking for people. Your word says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We are available, oh God. Even as we go through these steps, you're teaching us to even make ourselves even more meat. Lord, we want to do something great for you in our lifetime. We want to do something phenomenal for you in our lifetime. We want to do something colossal for you in our lifetime. Use us for your glory. And one day when we stand before you in eternity, that you will tell us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful. Thank you, Father, that you use us to glorify your name for all the world to see. In Jesus' name." You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me.
I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.